Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the brilliance of veteran jazz guitarist Bobby Broom, we begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz. That was the tune, summing him up, called The Guitar Man, off a stellar 2018 CD called Soul Fingers. Man, that's a great name for an album.
Really?
Soul Fingers.
Soul. Well, of course, what comes to mind is Soul Fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the man with the soulish touch.
That's right. So this album was made with his organ trio called The Organi Station, produced by legendary drummer Steve Jordan. And this album is a hallmark of tunes inspired by his favorite childhood songs in the 60s and 70s. So Bobby is originally from New York City, but he has called the great city of Chicago home for some time now. So when he was 10 years old, his father came home with a stack of records, and that included one by organist Charles Ireland. Bobby was enamored with the album and listened to it every day. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we had the honor of talking to him, and I asked him how his road to playing music actually began. This is what he had to say.
I can't. I've searched for that answer, and I can't come up with anything. I just know I woke up one morning with this burning desire to play the guitar, and I asked my father, you know, Dad, you know, I want to play guitar. Can you get me a guitar? And so he bought me a nylon string guitar, classical style guitar. I began taking folk music lessons, you know, just strumming the basic chords and that kind of thing.
So by the age of 16, he had a regular gig with bebop pianist Al Haig. A great little gig there. And when the legendary Sonny Rollins invited him to go on tour, he had to decline, but he did perform with Sonny at Carnegie Hall later that year. And 5 years later, he would join Sonny's touring band, and he would ultimately spend 2 5-year stints with the legend. And prior to joining Sonny, Bobby declined yet another prestigious gig, a spot in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. And it seems like he denied gigs, but he always had something going on, and he is always thinking about the next step. So when he turned down the Art Blakey gig, he signed with GRP Records and made his crossover jazz debut, 1981's Clean Sweep. He is an independent-minded cat that has worked with the best in jazz over the years, always very busy. He's been in outfits like Kenny Burrell's Jazz Guitar Band, and he also worked with the great Miles Davis, Stanley Turrentine, and his idol that he listened to early on in life, the great Charles Ireland. And it was an honor to speak with Bobby, and this legend will continue to shine, and we're going to profile him more and more as this hour of music expands on. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of guitar players in our own right, from the great Will Matthews to Matt Hopper down there at the Hoppin' Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of jazz promise each and every hour. So we need another Bobby cut on the show, and this one is circa 2007. This is the tune, This I Dig of You, off the CD Deep Blue Organ Trio. And as we get into it, let's have a listen to Bobby talk about the music.
I love music, and I've always loved music from the time I was 4 or 5 years old. The radio was my friend, you know. I kept it close by. I learned every nuance of every song. These songs that I'm currently playing are because of deep-rooted love of music. The This is Bobby Broom, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the talented jazz pianist Walter Bishop Jr. with his take on It's Only a Paper Moon off the 2014 CD Out of the Blue. So he's out of New York City, and his friends growing up were Kenny Drew, Sonny Rollins, and Art Taylor. And he would later become a part of Art Blakey's band for 14 weeks. And at the end of the proverbial jazz day, he really developed his bebop chops playing in jam sessions at the great Minton's Playhouse. And John Christopher, that is one place, if I could be a fly on the wall back in the day, I'd love to be there at the Playhouse.
Oh my goodness, yes. Watch this thing come about.
Man alive. It is the Encyclopedia of Jazz. And he was a cat that Bobby played with and learned from. And I asked Bobby about what it was like to learn from the legends, and this was his response.
I looked at it like every other musical experience I had had and was having at the time. It was just, I was thankful and grateful to be involved. I didn't look to these situations with any kind of fear, trepidation, or anything like that. It was
from an up-and-coming jazz bassist with chops and one that always surrounds himself with great talent. We actually interviewed him recently. This is the tune, Is That So?, off the 2018 CD Standards. What are you doing with the rest of your life? We're always asking you that around here. The lineup on this album includes Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, Dave Kukowski on piano, Joel Fromm on the tenor sax, and it goes on and on. It sizzles as this warm hour of jazz continues on, kids.
Is that so?
Hi, this is Classy, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was jazz bassist Addie Meyerson with the 2018 tune Rice and Beans off her CD Where We Stand. And her stand in life began when she was born in San Francisco to American parents. And it was at the age of two that she relocated with her family to Jerusalem. And it was in August 2012 that she moved to New York City to continue her studies at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music and to chase that dream of hers. She graduated in 2014 and would learn from the likes of Reggie Workman, Ron Carter, and Charles Tolliver, along with playing in that great city. So we recently caught up with Addie about her CD, and this is what she had to say about it.
It was a long time in the making, and I'm happy with the results overall. And, you know, it's something that I can say, wow, I really put a lot of work into this, and this is truly mine. It truly is me. It represents my personality and my music for the time being in the way that I want it to be represented. I mean, of course, you can always be hard on yourself and you can, you know, critique a bunch of things. But just as an overall project, I think it came out pretty good and I'm happy with it.
So we also talked to Addie about a great many things. It was a great interview. And one question came up about live shows. It's something I typically ask musicians. And she had a great one about McCoy Tyner. As we go into his tune Rio live off the 2012 Essential CD, have a listen to her weave this story together.
There was a show in Central Park like 3 years ago, I think. It was a triple bill. It was Ron Carter's band, Roy Haynes' band, and McCoy Tyner's band. It started with Ron, and it was really great. And then the last song, it just started like pouring rain. But everyone was in Central Park, so we were all kind of stuck. It wasn't like clear what everyone was doing, but the show kept going because they were under a band shell, but the audience was just soaking wet. It was in the summer, so it wasn't cold. But the minute McCoy got on the piano and he played his like first note, the rain just stopped completely. And you kind of looked around and there's all these people just soaking wet. That's the stage for the music.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Adi Meyerson. I play the bass. I'm based in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great composer and double bassist originally from Los Angeles, Martin Nevin, with the song 100 Years of Talk. That's a long time, isn't it?
I feel like that already.
Oh, my God.
But I've been talking for 100 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
This is off his 2018 CD, Tenderness is Silent. Such a contrast there with 100 Years and Tenderness.
Yeah, just noticing that. Then again, I've said before, good jazz is a conversation.
It is. It always is, without a doubt. So we caught up with Martin about his life and music, and we had to know how it all began for him in the realm of loving jazz. And this is what he had to say.
I got into jazz sort of around the time I was maybe 13. And there was just a few friends of mine who kind of were going through the same thing where we were hearing jazz and we were like, whoa, what is this? This is amazing, but there weren't a lot of people around.
So Martin would go on to get a scholarship to attend the Manhattan School of Music, studying bass with Jay Anderson and David Grossman. From there, he played with the finest in jazz. Cats like Albert Tootie Heath, Billy Hart, Greg Ospie, Jason Moran, Aaron Parks, and he's done it all over the United States and even abroad. And speaking of learning moments and legends, as we go into the tune Hey Now with Albert Tootie Heath on the drums with both Red Garland and Paul Chambers, have a listen to Martin talk about his Tootie experience.
Tootie says, "Do you want to play a tune?" And I was probably terrified. But I remember we played Have You Met Miss Jones just as a duo. And he was playing Brushes. And that was one of those moments where you're just, I wanted to do that. I wanted to play that music. And you could just feel, I mean, even as a 15-year-old where you really don't know that much and I don't think understand exactly what's happening, I think just the, there's something so special when he plays the drums that I felt at that moment.
Cole, Alto Madness, coming to you from Jazz Capital of the World, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Whenever I want to hear some good jazz music, I look to find Joe Tonino on Neon Jazz. That's the only place to go. Be there or be square. The best of 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 the best of
Song comes from a friend of the show. He's a feisty one, man. That was alto saxophonist Richie Cole paying tribute to his lifelong hero on Cannonball with his rendition of Toy off the 2018 project. So out of his home base in Pittsburgh, PA, this album has a dozen tunes closely associated with the great Cannonball Adderley. This next cut on the show comes to us from an artist that reached out to the program, and we are glad she did. From the old country, this is Italian violinist and composer Anais Drago, joined by her faithful band, the Jellyfish. This is the tune Provence's Bar off her latest 2018 project.
Thank you.
Again, that was the very talented Italian violinist and composer, very unique jazz sound, Anais Drago, with the Jellyfish giving us Provence's Bar, and she is a gem. And our final cut on this hour of music comes off a CD I have been having a great time listening to over and over again. This is the talented New Orleans Jazz Vipers.
Wow. Listen to them, but don't mess with them.
That's right. This is their take on a tune that was actually popularized by the Kansas City Six, Page and the Devil, off their 2017 CD, Live and Viperizing.
I love it.
I love it, too. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat paging down the best music from his DJ post here in Belton, Mo, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you as always. And by the way, we could use a little heat in the
apartment. That's right, we do. It's winter. We need it bad. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here to give you a big digital jazz hug. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time.
Beat that thing.
Aha. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.